Crash Land of the Talmadge is on.
Thank you, just a moment. Hello, operator? Operator? Hello?
This is Talmadge speaking.
Senator Talmadge, excuse me. Just a moment, please, sir.
Are you in Washington or Georgia?
I'm in Georgia right now. Here to be in Hapeville, Georgia, en route from my office to the farm.
Well, I'll be damned. Well, you're not hunting birds, are you?
No, it's a little premature. I'm going to start November the 20th.
All right, well, now, don't take cold, you know. You told me that old woman told you I'd take those vitamin pills and that kept you from taking cold. I've been doing it and haven't had cold since.
That's right.
Well, Betty's not there with you?
Farm,
well, Lady Bird and I placed a joint call. We want to talk to both of you and tell you we're thinking of you and we loved you. And we're sorry we couldn't carry Georgia, but we knew what the problem was and we understood it. And we knew there wasn't anybody could do much about it. And we appreciated what you could do and what you did do. And we just didn't want us to make it any wider.
Thank you, Mr. President. You're generous and kind indeed, and I had known that both you and Lady Bird were calling. I would have waited until I got home to have returned.
Well, we'll just talk to Betty when you get back home because we love her too, and we want to tell both of you.
And it's certainly mutual, and I want to congratulate you on your magnificent victory, but we had in this state almost an insurmountable task.
Well, you told me that when I was...
What the picture was.
You told me that. I could feel it when I was there, and...
Yes.
You told me that when we were on the...
Actually, I think the situation would have been better had you not come to the state at all.
Yeah.
You remember that we had a tremendous number of Negroes in both audience.
Yeah, yeah.
I think there was a reaction to that.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think the situation worsened thereafter instead of improving.
Yeah, yeah, well.
The result.
Yeah, and you lost your boy Bird, didn't you?
Yes, he got the living hell beat out of him, Mr. President. Here's what happened now. There's about 24 counties in that district. The boy ran for Commissioner of Agriculture back years ago, and it took him 2 or 3 days to determine which one lost and which one got beat. Then he came back and ran for Lieutenant Governor and carried 156 out of 159 counties against some right popular opponents. Those counties immediately around in his area, one of them, he got every vote in it. Most of them, he got anywhere from 85 to 90% of the votes. Those same counties this time went Republican and beat him. Now, they had made up their mind that they weren't going to vote a split ticket. They were afraid they'd invalidate the ballot. We had a long, confusing ballot here. And damn if they didn't vote Republican and against Byrd at one fell swoop simultaneously. Counties that he had previously carried 90%.
Isn't that awful?
That's how bitter the situation was.
Is a Republican fella any better?
Than an ordinary Republican? Yes, he's a fine boy, Mr. President. He graduated from West Point Military Academy.
Yeah.
His father was Tyson Calloway of Calloway Mills, one of Georgia's leading industrialists and a late beloved citizen. He was on the board of directors of one of the big banks in New York, also on the board of directors of U.S. Steel. This boy finished the military academy and was immediately sent to Korea. He commanded a platoon of Korean troops over there in some of the hardest fighting in the Korean War. He came back to Georgia. His father was on the state board of regents, and his health was getting bad, and he retired and wanted me to appoint that boy. I appointed him on the board of regents in his stead. He made an outstanding member. His views were quite conservative. He got interested in this blue water philosophy several years ago. He went to work. Got Byrd on television debate with him two or three times. He's handsome, he's articulate, he's a quick thinker, and he made mince meat out of Byrd in his television debate. But the main thing, Mr. President, was the Goldwater flood tide. Columbus, Muskogee County went 9,000 majority for Goldwater. Only two counties in the whole district went Democratic. One of them was Byrd's home county. The other was Talbot County and adjoining county. Every other county in the 3rd District went Republican.
I'll be darned. What's happened to Dick? Has he ever come home?
Yes, he got home in time to vote. Now, the day before the election, he was voting a straight Democratic ticket.
Well, now, tell me this. We're going to get in awful bad trouble if some of y'all don't go to work some. I don't want to mess in it at all, but these little powers are awful dangerous for people, and you see they're already purging everybody, and they're mighty wild, and a man sitting up on, you got a bunch of wild horses, he can't always guide them every way he wants to, as you've seen me try for many years in the Senate. You got the Joe Clarks and this thing. Now, Smathers would normally step up to Humphrey's place, but he doesn't show much interest in it, and he's had to vote conservative a good many times because of his conscience and because of his state, and then Russell Long got interested, and I think Dick kind of encouraged it a little bit, and of course, Louisiana, I like Russell, and like George, and I don't care who they select, just so they don't get somebody that's punitive, and just so they get somebody that y'all can work with. But I'm afraid if you lack a bicycle and you don't show any interest, Dick kind of picked me all through the years, and I always thought it kind of saved the South a long time. And we did on rules and different things. Committee assignments and everything else. And
I'm familiar with that.
I just think that some of y'all ought to be doing something. I think I'll call him if he's back. I didn't know he was, but Lady Bird and I were just stretched out in bed early this morning, and we decided we'd call y'all and tell you how much we loved you. But George or Russell or somebody, now Monroney's getting in it, and Muskie's getting in it, and Hart's getting in it, and there's talk of Pastore. The normal, natural thing ought to be for George to step into Humphrey's place and then put in somebody in that bottom place and secretary that don't ever have any real authority. If that could be done, I don't know whether George could get to the other 16, 18 that he'd need besides the Southerners. But I don't know what Dick's situation is with Russell, but I sure think the South ought to give a little thought to that, to sitting in there, because we've got one of our most trying periods ahead of us,
and we've
just got to keep in touch with each other and communicate and work cooperatively. And you give a little thought to it, and you talk to Dick sometime.
I will, Mr. President. Now, I think this situation, insofar as the Republicans are concerned down here, is not going to go into 1968, Mr. President. It was a About 80% civil rights, mob rule, Martin Luther King, Nobel Prize ruling, Supreme Court decisions, Pratt decisions, integration decisions. About 20% other factors.
Yeah, I could see that.
Next time they will not have a candidate for president who voted against the civil rights bill and voted against cloture. He was the magnet this time.
Yeah, that's right, that's right.
They only elected 16 members of the legislature in Georgia out of some 250-odd members with Goldwater as the magnet.
Yeah.
Without Goldwater, the state, in my judgment, will go back to something similar to its traditional Democratic pattern. Now, that's not to mean that we do not have a growing number of real Republicans in the state. We have.
That's right. Well,
since 1932, there has been an increasing number each election.
That's right. No, that's
true. They are largely young folks, concentrated largely in urban areas, white-collar workers, young professional folks, doctors, lawyers, dentists, insurance salesmen, people of that kind that sincerely claim they are Republicans. But the majority of them down here, 85 Georgians out of 100, still is a Democrat, but the majority of them are damn mad Democrats.
Yeah, I think that's right. I think that's very much like it was in our state. What we did, the only thing that saved us was that we, you see, Georgia saved the ticket a number of times when we went sour. Both Eisenhower and we damn near went sour in the Kennedy race. We had a whole lot worse record than y'all did, but I got John down here, and he's a pretty moderate fella, and he made it decent, and the ADA and CIO and the niggers didn't take it over, and he came out against accommodations and made some television speeches and gave him some leadership, so it became fashionable to still be a Democrat, which was a little odd in most of the states. A lot of them just couldn't take the ragtags.
That's true.
And so it held us, and we really got rid of our Republicans. We had two Republican congressmen. We beat hell out of them.
I saw that.
And then we had 9 or 10 in the legislature and beat them all but one. And then so we improved our situation because our program was from the extreme left back to the middle. The Yarber group had been kind of trying to run the party, and this time we had to save him, and he wouldn't have been saved if the fella hadn't been so damn mean and dirty and low down and been trying to convict me of everything. But anyway, I understand what it is, and we know it, and I do, and Lady Bird, and long as we're there, I'm not going to give a thought to 68. I don't think I could do any better than I've done now, and I'm going to just try to be a good president and to get some good people around me and get some good advisors, and I'm talking to one of them now, and I hope you know that as long as I'm in that place that I'll never do anything I know to embarrass you or handicap you. Yeah. I do need your judgment, and I'll keep it to. I won't put you on any spots. I need your help, and I know what you're going through because I've gone through it right here. Adlai Stevenson, just Rayburn and I just got run completely over twice with Eisenhower, but I do wish y'all would give a little attention before it's too late to that Senate thing. I don't know what the answer
now
to it is.
Plan to take any part in it?
No, I don't think I ought to.
Stay completely out of it, 100% lock, stock, and barrel.
That's what I think I ought to.
I assume that after the election, you would just pick your choice and that'd be it.
Well, I think
if you're going to stay out of it, it'll be a cat and dog fight.
Well, I don't think I can. I don't believe that the Senate would let me just pick a man.
Well, you may be exercising the greatest wisdom, because if you got into it, it could leave some scars. Now, both Russell Long and Smathers have talked with me. Of course, I love both of them as you do.
Does Smathers want it?
Yes, I think he does. I'd gladly support either one of them.
Yeah, I would too.
And George has not made any overt action. Russell was lectionary with senators before the Congress adjourned Sunday.
Yeah, and I'm afraid that Russell thinks.
I told Russell that it would be a terrible mistake for he and Smathers both to run, that I would gladly support either one of them, that one of them I felt is close to it.